Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first installment of Durker and Haught on Baseball. I'll be talking old school baseball with former Astros pitcher, broadcaster, and manager Larry Durker. Larry, one of the first things I wanted to talk about today was managing a bullpen. The Giants, my team, have just gone through a stretch where in four games they lost the lead in the ninth inning, three of them, and in the other game they were blown out. And we're talking about large leads, three, four, five runs in the ninth inning. What's your feeling about that as a manager, and how was that to deal with as a player?
Well, as a pitcher, it's frustrating. A lot of times I didn't trust the relievers that were coming in behind me, and I couldn't stay in the dugout and watch it. I'd have to go up to the locker room and listen to it on the radio. So a bullpen is like a small team within a team. And oftentimes when you get some chemistry going on that team, it seems like if one guy gets in trouble, the next guy comes in and strands the runners. And if one guy pitches the seventh and that's his inning, or he's throwing a lot of pitches, the other guy pitches the eighth and ninth, and you save it. The year that the Astros went to the World Series, 2005, it was like magic down there. Everybody seemed to just perform the role that was in front of them.
But it doesn't always work that way, right?
The year that we had trouble when I was managing, big-time bullpen problems, we lost a lead of 8 runs, I think, in the ninth to Pittsburgh, and 9 runs in the eighth to the Brewers. In both cases, I went through all my lesser relievers and ended up with Billy Wagner on the mound, coughing up a home run to lose both of those games on the road. So there's nothing you can do as a manager. As a pitcher, maybe you can try to do something personally to shake yourself out of a slump. The greatest thing for a manager is if you have something like Lidge in the seventh, Zotel in the eighth, and Wagner in the ninth, where all three of them are averaging more than a strikeout per inning, and they have overpowering stuff and almost never fail. You know, you can, as a manager, it makes it so easy. If you have the lead after the sixth inning, you win, invariably win. You don't top up those leads like the Giants have been doing lately. It's probably as unnerving as anything that can happen.
Well, and the struggles continued for the Giants bullpen, because the very next day, they got a lead in the ninth inning against the Angels, and they brought in this young kid, Sean Anderson. He's not used to being a closer. And earlier in the game, the Giants' Evan Longoria had gotten hit in the ribs. So what happens? Mike Trout comes up, and Anderson buzzes the tower with the first pitch and backs him off the plate, threw it right at his eyes. Then a couple pitches later, he throws one behind Trout. And, you know, Trout really didn't take too kindly to that, and it's hard to blame him. Now, back in the day, wasn't it true that the rule of thumb was, if you hit one of our players, we're going to pick out your best player and hit him? And wasn't the idea supposed to be that if you throw behind a batter's head, then he's going to back into it and take one right in the helmet?
A lot of times, yes. And these days, I would say yes and yes, because there's no National League anymore. Since the pitcher never has to come up to bat, you can't throw at the pitcher. So it used to be the pitcher or one of the key players on the other team. And, you know, with the DH, the pitcher never comes up. And this is sort of a sidebar, but if you wanted to talk about pitchers, hitters, after they've been throwing that charging the mound, you can date that right back to 1973 at the start of the DH. Because once your pitcher couldn't take it out on the other guy, then, you know, you'd have to hit one of their players. And usually it was a similar player. If they hit one of your guys, you hit one of their big guys. But the thing that I think is really deplorable, and I talked about it, is, first of all, I don't endorse anybody trying to hit anyone in the head. So for me, it's like in the back or in the hip or something like that. One of your players gets hit and it looks suspicious, if you go out there in the first pitch of the next inning and hit their guy, you're out of the game. But if you go out there and just start pitching and act like you're not going to throw at anybody, and get to a situation in another inning where there's two outs and nobody on, then hit a guy and say, now you're not going to get kicked out of the game. And so from a team standpoint, a guy on first base with two outs isn't a big threat for a run-scoring inning. So I just say, use some discretion. Don't get yourself kicked out of the game and then have to pitch the rest of the game with the bullpen. But, you know, young guys will do that, and I did that a little bit my first couple of years, too.
But leave the old coconut alone, right?
Yes, it's totally uncalled for. And, you know, if this guy just came into the game and Trout was the first guy and Longoria had just been hit, if I'm the commissioner, he's going to have a pretty stiff punishment.
That's it for this edition of Durker and Haught on Baseball. There's plenty more to come, so check us out on Facebook or at HaughtCorner.com.